But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those in his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Good morning. This is Wilma Coffin speaking. Here this morning, 484-919-8850. I greet you all here this morning in the name of Jesus. Yes, here again this morning, we've been discussing this week, or I've been doing this devotional here this week, and been speaking on some things that have been very dear to my heart. What we, as a family here, have looked at as the godly priorities. I guess it was a Monday morning, I spoke on to love the Lord with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And yesterday it was on the family. And, you know, when we think of the soul, how our Father in heaven continually wants to work on our lives and to restore our souls. And that, you know, our Father does have this desire that we can love him with all of our heart, mind, and soul. He really doesn't want us to be in conflict inside of ourselves. He wants us to love him with all of that we have. And how that can work out in a family with a husband, if he is in complete unity within himself, and the wife is in complete unity within herself, loving the Lord with all that is within her, and how this can be worked out in the family, and how the family can be functional if they are in unity. You know, I had to think, if we really understand what a soul is, if we really understand how souls are connected, then we will also understand how much of our soul is our family. Today, we'd like to take a look at work here. We have found that looking at work after the family is quite important. And I do have some scripture here to share today. There seems to be a balance here that we need to find. And there again, when we are born again, when we accept what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us in Calvary, and we receive that new heart that the Bible speaks about, and our mind is renewed day by day, and our soul is being restored, I think we can find a balance in this subject of work. And I think it can bring a beautiful balance. With God's Word leading the way, we can find a way to walk through this. It was my desire that this devotional would be an encouragement, and it was meant to be given as an encouragement. The verse that I read off here seems to have something to do with diligence and working, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. I find it interesting here, in Exodus, in the Ten Commandments, God speaks about work. And I find it interesting that we were created to work 6 days and then to keep the Sabbath, which that's an interesting subject on itself. But what I wanted to point out here this morning was 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. I do find it interesting that he did create us to labor 6 days a week. And he also did create us to lay aside our labors 1 day out of 7 days. Proverbs has some interesting verses here. Proverbs 10:4, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Proverbs 12:24, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Proverbs 12:27, it speaks about being wasteful. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of the diligent man is precious. Proverbs 13:4 speaks about someone desiring to have and to continually desire, and where that kept a person. The soul of the sluggard desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Proverbs 21:5, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plentiness, but everyone that is hasty only to want. That I would believe would mean that if we make hasty decisions, even though a person is diligent, I would take this verse that we should still be very careful in how hasty we are in making decisions. Proverbs 22:29, seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. That's a balance that Proverbs brings in this subject of work. Jesus spoke about, in Matthew 6:33, he spoke about, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In Mark 4:19, and the cares of this world, which is a big one. This subject here, the cares of this world, it seems in the day that we live in, it is quite easy to fall into the cares of this world and to depend on the riches of today, depend on the resources of today that we have at our fingertips. it's so easy to go in that direction. And here Jesus brings in a balance. He's saying that we are to be careful here in Mark 4:19, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. It chokes out the word of God. It chokes out God himself. 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. James 1:11, for the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So that all, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Then in James 5:1, it speaks about the rich men. Says, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your misery that shall come upon you. And if you want to, you can read James 5:1 there to see what James has to say there. But I think this brings a beautiful balance in. As we can see, there's a ditch on both sides here. Proverbs is very clear for the diligent man. And Jesus brings in, and James and Paul bring in some other things to think about. You know, the Lord really doesn't want us to be selfish and self-centered as we go through life. However, we were created to work 6 days in a week. I do believe that it is the heart of God, and it pleases God when he sees a diligent person. I believe God can use a diligent person. You know, when we really look at heroes, hardly ever do we hear of a lazy man becoming a hero. And yet, on the other hand, I believe the Lord wants us to love him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to trust him, and to seek out first him, and seek him out as we diligently go on our way. Yes, well, I just wanted to share that this morning. My desire was that this could have encouraged you all. I just wish you all God's blessings as you go forward in today, diligently seeking, diligently serving, and diligently doing what we all know to do. Praise God for his word and for his balance.